Now, we have to make contact a very long line way away. Make contact with a friend of ours, you know. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah.
Hello, Blarty.
Ah, good man. That's lovely. Well, listen, first things first, as anybody who knows Marty in the Morning and listens, you know that I'm awfully fond of Mr. Patrick Cassidy, late of Claire Morris, but not of Claire Morris as we speak, live from Los Angeles, if you don't mind. Patrick, good evening or good morning. What time is it over there?
It's in the middle of the night here.
It is? Well, you're very good to stay up out of your bed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not at all. Look, how have you been? When were you home last, by the way, Patrick?
Well, I was at home the summer before the pandemic, which would have been July, August 2019. So it's more than a year and a half. Yeah.
Gosh, and are you bursting to get home, or how are you getting on?
Well, as soon as I got a vaccination, I'm going to be on the next flight.
I bet you are. And listen, is Frank out there with you, or is he over back in Ireland here?
No, Frank is here in Los Angeles with me, yes.
He's here there with you, which is lovely. Well, look, you've been up to all sorts. The first thing I have to say is congratulations on the great, great acclamations that came for the proclamation at Joe Biden's inauguration. You must have been thrilled.
Yeah, it was a great, great honour to have it performed during the inauguration mass.
It must have been very special. Now, how did it come about? How did you would have connected, I presume, with Patricia Tracy anyway.
Well, Patricia performed the piece on Easter Sunday 2016 at the Garden of Remembrance for a wreath-laying ceremony carried out by the Irish President.
Yes.
And when she was asked to perform for President Biden, she chose my piece again.
Which was so appropriate and so beautiful to hear it played.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently it went down very well.
It did. And apart from anything else, his interest in his Irish roots and all the rest of it. So the whole thing just kind of knitted together perfectly, it seemed to me. And
yeah.
It really was. But what a great moment. You'll be getting the American Medal of Honour now and all sorts. You wouldn't know what to come your way.
Who knows?
Who knows? Well, let's have a listen. This is the proclamation that it's Patrick Cassidy with the proclamation, which was played by Patricia Tracy. And it's just fabulous. Did you record the piece with her, or how did it come together? Because it is, the orchestra is the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, isn't it?
It is the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, and it was written for the 1916 documentary that was narrated by Liam Neeson.
Yes.
The Irish Rebellion. And then at that time I recorded it with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. Now, Patricia came here literally a few weeks before the inauguration, and she recorded her solo part here in my studio in Los Angeles.
Oh, really? Is she living in America then? She must be.
She's living in Chicago, so she travelled here to do that.
Which was wonderful that it was able to be achieved. And listen, and what is life like for you, Patrick, these days over there? Because clearly you're still able to record because of your own place. I presume that must be a boon because you don't have to go anywhere else.
Well, I mean, I'm able to write, and in actual fact, I'm probably getting more writing done now than I was if times were normal.
Yes.
You know, a composer lives to a certain extent like a hermit, and we're all living like hermits now anyway.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And what is life like for you there? How restrictive are things?
You know what, it's not so bad here probably as in Ireland, because Los Angeles is a very outdoor place. You know, you can go for beautiful hikes and canyons and things like that, and as you know, it's social gatherings indoors that cause the problems.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go hiking every day on some canyon or other or some trail, and but of course we can't go to the pub.
No.
The same as at home, and can't go to a restaurant, except for some outdoor restaurants have been opened during the pandemic, which has been very, very nice.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, has that inspired you in some way to compose something, I suppose, appropriate to the pandemic or appropriate to the great outdoors where you are now? Has it inspired you?
Well, when I started working on a new opera, the follow-up to Dante, and I've been working on that since the pandemic started, and I'm about maybe one third way through it.
That's incredible. And listen, by the way, speaking of Dante and all of that, Patrick, what's the story with the idea of premiering that? What's going to happen now?
Well, prior to the COVID outbreak, we were scheduled to premiere the opera this September in Verona.
Yes, we were prepared to go and help you out with that, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this year is Dante's 700th anniversary.
Right.
So it would be an awful shame if they weren't able to manage a performance in this special year. And I am optimistic that we can manage to do something.
And are you still optimistic about Italy? Are you still optimistic about Verona?
I just don't know, because all of the opera companies have shut down and you know, the musicians, I don't know what they're doing, how the musicians are even making a living. I just don't know what's happening. And it's like that in the entertainment business. I mean, nobody's making movies either here in Los Angeles.
And it is that strangeness that we're all kind of turning inwards, which is wonderful if you have people around you, as you do and I do and many of us do. But for those who don't, it must be a particularly strange time if you don't have people to be with.
It is a very strange time, but one good thing, one good result has come out of it is that I'm doing a performance of the Mass in this church in Los Angeles. It's the largest Protestant church in Los Angeles, the First Congregational Church, and they have the largest church organ in the world. It's a beautiful organ.
Nice.
And they've asked me, can they do the Mass? And this will be the premiere of the organ version of my Mass. And during Lent, they're going to do one movement a week. And then that should bring us to the end of the pandemic. And we're going to do an end of pandemic Mass concert at the church.
Wonderful.
So, you know, Yes.
And will you be playing?
Well, I won't be playing at that because it'll just be the organ and choir.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay. That's terrific. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful. Will it be filmed? Or will we be able to, presumably, we'll be able to see some of that online?
Well, as they're recording each movement, they will be shooting it as well.
That's wonderful. Well, the Mass was quite something, and here's a little piece. I'm chatting with Patrick Cassidy, who is in Los Angeles. Patrick, the other thing is, as you know, Vide Cor Meum is a piece that's played time and again here. And we've always loved it. We've always had a great passion for it. And it's been adored by the listener. But you've got a new version.
Well, it's actually the same version, but it's new performers.
Yes, okay.
When I was actually recording The Mass, which was released last year, at that time, I decided to also record Vide Cor Meum with the soloists that were available at that time. So
right.
it's sung by mezzo-soprano Vivica Jeannot and tenor Matthew Long, and of course with the London Symphony Orchestra and London Voices.
And why did you just feel a need to do it, to kind of give it a revamp or a new version or a new take? What was the idea to take the aria again?
Well, you know, every singer will interpret it their own way. I mean,
yes.
it's actually precisely the same piece of music and the same orchestral arrangement. But, you know, Vitica Jeannot was quite different from Danielle Denise as a singer. And, you know, it's interesting the way another singer interprets the piece.
Yes, of course. And Catherine Jenkins, of course, has recorded it as well.
And a beautiful version.
A beautiful yes. version, that's right. So this is very special to have this. And this is only released now, isn't it?
It's actually released today.
Ah.
Yeah, on iTunes and on Spotify, etc.
That's right. Well, I mean, we'll play it off the air because we worry about you. We want to make sure you get a few bob out of this.
Otherwise, there'll be
no point. Well, listen, I'm really, it's lovely. You sound in very good form, and I'm so glad to hear that you are in good form and that you're getting out and you're living life and going for it over there.
Yeah, and I can't wait to return to Ireland at some stage this year, and I'll drop in and say hi.
Well, we'd love you to come in and talk to us because it's always a pleasure. But you better make your way back to Claire Morris. It's all very fine coming into me, but the crowd in Claire Morris will be livid if you don't go back.
Oh, I have to go there, absolutely.
Patrick, listen, keep the faith, my friend. Have safe trips wherever you are, and congratulations with Vide Cor Meum, with the proclamation, and we are available for Dante wherever you happen to do your premiere. Please, God, we'll be able to join you. I hope so. But thank you, Marty. Not at all, but thank you for joining us today. As always, a pleasure. Vide Cor Meum, this is the new take. This is with the London Symphony Orchestra, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. And the mezzo-soprano is?
Vivica Jeannot, and the tenor is Matthew Long.
I'm getting you to do your own introductions now. Good man, Patrick. Godspeed you, and we'll see you soon, please, God.
Take care, Marty. Thank you.